The man who had taken the chair across from Mouse stared back with skepticism and no small measure of wide-eyed surprise. "So, you're him, then?" Mouse allowed the corner of his mouth to lift a fraction. He was accustomed to such reactions, of course. Not that it didn't needle him still, but he had learned to accept it. They all came around eventually. Once they saw what he was capable of, they all came around. He encircled his fingers around the hard leather mug in front of him, considered the contents a moment, then brought it to his lips. He allowed a swig of ale to enter his mouth, but left the mug tilted against his face longer to give the impression that he was taking a much bigger swallow than he had. A stalling tactic. Plus, it sometimes helped to let the client think he was drinking more than he actually was. If it came to negotiating a price, it was best to let the client think he had the upper hand. He set the mug down again, exhaled and wiped his chin with his sleeve. "And the nature of this job?" he asked. The client leaned back and considered him a moment with narrow eyes. The expression revealed everything. Mouse could read a man's thoughts as if they were his own. He was trying to decide if this was a prank of some kind, and if he should proceed or just push up from the table and leave the tavern. The man had assumed, as many had before him, that Mouse was merely an intermediary, someone to pass on the message, not the one he would actually be hiring. But in all such cases, time was an issue, and it had taken plenty of it to hunt down someone for the job in question. Desperation and hope would keep the man rooted to his seat. While the client deliberated, chewing the inside of his cheek as he weighed his options, it gave Mouse the opportunity to study him in return. He was a wealthy sot, certainly, though he tried to disguise it with a ratty cloak. But the shiny buttons on his jerkin beneath didn't come cheap. He had all his teeth, and didn't reek like the rest of the lot in the shabby little hole. And his inflection virtually sang of nobility and privilege. No one outside the aristocracy had that kind of diction. At least he had the good sense not to have any recognizable livery showing. The noble dandy's lips tightened. "Perhaps I was misinformed, master." The man lifted a single brow, waiting for Mouse to provide a name. Mouse didn't fill in the name for him. When the silence between them grew unbearable, the dandy pressed on. "I am sorry to have wasted your time. Seems you are not what I require after all. My informant assured me."
"Not what you expected, eh?" Mouse interrupted.
He raked back his dark hair with his fingers and leaned in closer.
"Not the hulking bruiser you thought you were hiring."
"I don't."
"Nor shiny armor, or a conspicuous sword at my belt."
The dandy was showing signs of true unease now. His superior breeding had provided him none of the qualities necessary for this sort of dark business. The slightest challenge had unraveled his resolve.
"Good."
"I meant no disrespect, good sir," he stammered. "I only meant..."
"Good sir," Mouse almost laughed. "Do not let appearances fool you. Whoever sent you to me knows my skills."
He paused and leaned in with a slightly wider, sly smile. "And knows what I can accomplish if amply motivated. If I was brought up in conversation, it was for a good reason, I assure you." The dithering was tediously predictable. Mouse knew he didn't fit the conventional adventuring figure. His size alone was often enough to give potential clients pause. In dim lighting, he could easily be mistaken for a youth. But Mouse wished just once a client would let reputation govern over appearance. The dandy in the shabby cloak was losing his nerve. He put his hands on the arms of the chair and prepared to push back from the small table. A tiny bead of sweat appeared at his hairline, and his flawless skin, the color of blonde wood, grew ruby blotches around his neck. Timing was everything. Mouse knew when to spring the trap. This scared little rabbit wasn't going anywhere.
"Must be an important job," he said.
He pulled a small leather drawstring sack from its hiding place between his legs and let it drop onto the table with a substantial jingle.
"Quite the amount of coin here. How much of this were you authorized to spend on Ira and me?"
"How?"
The dandy reached for the purse, but Mouse had his hand over it before the man could reclaim it.
"I give you credit coming here."
Mouse spoke softly but clearly.
"Alone. Not your usual quality of establishment, I'd imagine. This place can be dangerous."